5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Jim, where are you? What's happened?
Put moron number two on the phone.
Surely this is Daisy time.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listen to the Rush Hour. I feel good.
Welcome to the Rush Hour. Big, big day, Friday. Looking forward to this. Billy Brownless in the seat. Unfortunately, no James Brayshaw again. He is a late out. He's going to Sydney to call a footy tonight. And I don't know where he's at, an airport or can't make it or something. But our good old mate. We had to ring at late notice, and of course he was doing nothing, but what a man he is. Daisy Thomas, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ben. Yes, the King of Kings out. In comes Daisy Thomas. Ripped me off the golf course you did today. Anywho, we move on from that. But it is going to be a big show, as you said, a big Friday edition. JB got to speak to Toby Green.
Yes.
Which we played that interview, of course. We got Friday brag artists, mm-hmm. So get ready when the time is right to call in for that. 133-53 is a number, not now when we're ready for that. Speak to John Aloisi, your boy,
superstar.
Very handsome coach of Western United before their grand final clash. We have a Top Gun themed idiot song and a joke of the week to round us out. Fruity Friday.
Or maybe two jokes.
Oh,
who knows? If you're lucky. Don't worry about that. Hey, the 27th of May, it's Wayne the Duck Carey's birthday today. And he's out for lunch, and then I think he's going to the theatre. Later on, but we caught up with him before. I said, Duck, how are you, mate?
I'm good from the waist down.
Thank you, Duck. There he is there, of course, but just imagine him about at this hour.
He'll be having a good time, and so he should. Happy birthday to you, Duck.
Yes.
Now, what now, Bill?
Yes.
Now, as I cast my eye across to you today,
yes,
you're looking rather unusual, which you've got some weird sunglasses on. Discuss.
Well, I've joined a bikie gang. Joined the bikies. Hey, bro, what do you think?
What is going? Give us the real.
No. I actually had laser eye surgery today. Laser eye surgery today out there at Elsternwick Vista Eyes. The Dr. Rick Wolf, who's I think conducted something like 30,000 operations on the eyes. So you have obviously what is it? You have near sight or you have distance vision. And I just struggle a bit with menus. Once you hit 50 days, you'll find this.
It doesn't look like you struggle.
With menus or with the form guide or something like that, Daze. So I had a little bit of laser eye today.
Well, there you go.
This morning.
Well, if you want to see what Bins is looking like, jump on the Triple M socials. I think there's a photo going up, Bill.
Oh, yes. And g'day to you, Raps.
Yes, Rabbit.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
From the opening scene of Goodfellas, one of the all-time great films, because Ray Liotta passed away overnight at 67.
I saw that. Yes. Always wanted to be a gangster too. Have you, Daze?
No. interesting though, valet to
yes. Ray Liotta.
Yes.
Oh, we got a wrap?
We do.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
A little offsider here. Daisy is going to help me out today. And you kick it off with one of your ex-teammates.
Yes, Collingwood defender Jordan Ruffhead, Bill, obviously at the Bulldogs and the Pies, announced his retirement, 201 games. It was actually pretty funny in his retirement speech.
Coming into this season, I knew that it was likely to be my last. I've had some ongoing shoulder issues for the last few years that unfortunately haven't been getting any better. And advice from surgeons and specialists and our medical team as well. Their advice has been that I should retire from all levels of football to avoid the need for an immediate term shoulder replacement. I won't speak for too long because I know that someone will have put together a pretty good highlights package of me. and I'm conscious you might want to watch it twice, so we'll make sure there's heaps of time for that. If you have been paying attention to Wadey's medical reports, I'm the first player to actually officially retire from a finger injury. So that's thanks, Wadey. I don't know where you are, but...
Yes, there he was. So congratulations to Jordan Ruffhead on his career, of course. And now that opens up a spot as well, another spot for the Pies in the mid-season draft as well, Bill. So very unselfish of him.
I'll tell you what he did. He got the most out of the lemon. He squeezed the lemon, didn't he? Got every drop out of it. Ruckman in their grand final side at the Doggies, Premiership Ruckman. So well done to him. But just you could rely on him.
Yep.
Well done
and that's
to him.
What unfortunately, that's what they've needed all season. Someone else down there to work with Darcy Moore. So unfortunately, he's not going to be back. So well done to him and all the best for the future.
Exactly. Well done to you, Jordan. Late out at Melbourne Footy Club.
Ooh.
Tom McDonald ruled out, or NAM as they're going this week, of course. Tom McDonald is ruled out, which brings Sam Wiedemann into the side. I'm happy with that because I reckon he was going all right before he got dropped. So all the best there to Sam Wiedemann.
Interesting. Ankle soreness.
Well, he did.
Yeah.
What about this? The game on Sunday, Carlton take on Collingwood, Daisy. It's called the Daisy Thomas Cup. You know why? Why, Daisy?
I don't usually speak about this too much, but I don't want to because I've got to save it for me brag artist. So just because I played at both clubs, we'll go with.
100 games at each club. But they've played, Daisy, 260 times in VFL AFL history. 260. What do you reckon the ledger is?
Well, I think maybe the Pies just in front.
No.
Oh, Blues in front.
No. 128 wins each and four draws. 128 and four draws. What about that? But they've met six times in grand finals. Carlton have won five. Ooh, Collingwood have won one. There you go. Yeah.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah. Yes.
Rubs and hurts. Not ideal, but it should be a cracker. That's Sunday, the Triple MCG. Hopefully there's a massive crowd because both teams dead set humming, Bill. Yeah. Across the road from the MCG was the Storm playing.
Rugby League.
The bum sniffers, I should say, as you call them. 28-8, they won over Manly, and their coach, Craig Bellamy, said that it was a step in the right direction. He was pretty harsh on his team's performance a week before.
He was.
And Munster came out and said, boys, I'll show you how to do it. He scored in each half of that game. So he was outstanding and good to see Bellamy just happy for once.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Cam Munster was very, very good, as you said there. Andrew Simons has been farewell today up there in Townsville, in Townsville there. All the cricketers are there. Ricky Ponting flew over from India. Mitch Johnson, all the rugby league players, Gordon Tallis, Darren Lockyer. And it was fantastic. And what I loved about the farewell or the memorial was the dress code. No jackets and no ties.
Love it.
Yeah, just a shirt, open neck shirt and trousers. And what a star he was. So
Roy setup that is. What about the coffin, Bill? We see it here. Never great. But obviously all these cricketing hats, some cricketing stuff, but also a cray pot and a fishing rod.
Cray pot. He loved his cray fishing and loved his fishing. You're spot on there. And a bit of basketball news. The Golden State Warriors have won the Western Conference. So they're through to the final and they will take on?
They will take on, Bill, either the Boston Celtics or the Miami Heat. So Boston leading that series 3-2 and they play tomorrow at 10:30 a.m.
Spot on. There you go. There's a wrap, Rabs.
Here's a great wrap. Up next, you caught up with Toby Green yesterday with JB.
We did. Obviously, Daisy wasn't in this conversation.
No.
It was Jim and I, and we caught up with him yesterday. So let's be honest with all that.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So ad-lib.
Ad-lib. And right now, we are joined by a legitimate AFL superstar, Toby Green.
Here on Triple M's Rush Hour, we're a big fan of Toby.
Hi, Bruce. Hi, Phil.
We also love this Toby.
Big fly. Toby Green, what a hang, what a climb. He got the double lifter.
Please welcome Giants superstar Toby Green.
Bill, there aren't many people in our game that can claim to be proper box office.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter whether you support GWS or not, you are watching when Toby Green plays. It's as simple as that. And he joins us now. Toby, welcome to you.
Hey, boys. How you going?
We're going well. And you are too. You're in good form, as in your own game. And so are the Giants after the weekend.
We're going okay. Yeah, the weekend was a good result. Good little, I guess it was a bit of a big change in the last couple of weeks. We got Brizzy this weekend, so that'll be, I guess, an even harder test up there in Brisbane. But I'm looking forward to having a crack at them and then got the bye. So, a good little run at it.
How was it with Spike McVay, of course, first time coaching, new voice, new ideas, and he seemed to bring in, I think he made about 7 or 8 changes.
Yeah, I think he's sort of forced to. We had a fair few boys that were crooking, there's a couple that still probably are at the moment. Yep. But he's been great. He's sort of come in and he changed a lot of things up actually straight away and brought in guys like Dean Solomon and Hurdy will be there a bit more. So it is definitely feels a bit different. And yeah, it'd be good to see what he can bring the next 10 weeks.
What about game style? Has he changed anything there, or has he just said, look, we'll just allow you to freely do what we've been doing?
No, he's definitely changed a few things, yeah. I think you'll probably see a bit with our ball movement. It probably looks a little bit different in the next few weeks, and it's kind of hard to change it in 1 week, but certainly the intent will be there, and, yeah, you'll see a fair few differences, I reckon, over the next few weeks.
Unfortunately, not there for what, Saturday night?
Brizzy, what
are you talking about? Spike McVay won't be there.
No, he's going to be there. He'll be coaching, yeah. He's just I think his wife's going into labour today.
You sure? Because I think they've said Amon Buchanan might be coaching.
Nah, I'm with Amon now in the car.
Ask him, will you?
Spike's coaching.
Spike's coaching, Bill.
Well, that's bullshit because I read that Amon Buchanan was coaching.
Bill,
ask little
Toby's
Amon.
Toby's in the car with Amon Buchanan and he's not coaching. Spike is.
Well, can you ask him, please, Toby?
Amon, you're not coaching, are you?
Nah, Spike will be there. He was outstanding presser, and he's having a baby. He's had the baby, and he'll be there to go on Saturday afternoon as the head coach.
Right. So Bill, what would you say to Toby?
Toby, Jim got that wrong. We're sorry for that. Jim does get a few things. Is Stevie J still there, by the way? I haven't seen him. I've seen Hurdy and Dean Solomon and then the boy from Colac, Amon there, but I haven't seen Stevie J.
Nah, Stevie's still floating around. Nah, he's running training today and, yeah, looking fit as ever, so he's going well.
Good. Not as fit as ever, I don't think, Tobe.
You're probably right.
Now, after we just take care of Brisbane, what does the buy hold for you, please? What do you do then?
I think I'm going to stay a couple of nights in Brisbane, and then the weather's pretty nice up there, so I might just chase some sun, and then a few days off, I'll probably head down the south coast of Sydney and just chill out, but pretty low-key, mate.
Oh, south coast of Sydney, so where are we talking about?
It'd be raining.
Jarrowa.
Oh, yeah. No. Well, the south coast of Sydney, Fat, is absolutely beautiful.
But I bet
you it
rains.
Beyond Wollongong.
Yeah, what? It's rained for the last 6 months, Jim.
Yeah, and La Nina's done, though. We're past it, I think.
Yeah. La Nina's done, Fat.
No, it has.
Jarvis Bay and Himes Beach and all that down there. Yeah. Tobe, you been down there?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's Molly stunning.
Moore, one of my favourite
Molly
spots.
Molly Moore, beautiful.
Who do you take down there, Tobe?
I'm actually going with Amon's family. I'm staying with him. The girl Georgia might be with me in Brisbane, and then down just a bit of fishing and surfing in Jarrowa.
Oh, and take the dog, take Oreo.
Yeah, he'll be down there. He'll come down and run him up.
What about I'm reading about him, Jim? It says here he's studying finance. Dave, is that true?
Yeah, it's partly true. Yeah.
What do you do?
Nah, I'm just not. Yeah, slowly knocking off my study, subject by subject. But nah, it's going all right, mate.
Bill, it's bloody hard if you're a professional footballer to also study.
Yeah, it'd be good if you had some trains and tracks.
Some what?
Tracks and trains.
Oh, my God. We need to take a break with you, Tobe. Just stick around, please. I'm going to realign Bill. More with you next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I haven't even heard it yet, and it stinks.
We're joined by GWS Giants co-captain Toby Green.
And Amon Buchanan. He's in the car too. Oh, they a good family, Jim, of course. Liam, a very good cricketer, wasn't he, Amon?
Yeah, he wasn't too bad. He could hit a long ball, Bill.
Yeah, he was down there at Geelong for a long time helping out. And Merrick, there was about six of you, weren't there?
Yeah, quite a few brothers down in Colac, so...
I remember when Merrick made his debut for the Renegades.
Yeah.
It looked like a kid out of year nine.
Yeah.
He's about 2 foot.
Well, that's what Eamon is.
Probably stays. No, Eamon's got a bit of size about him.
Much taller than me.
Hey, Toby, it's an astounding career you've had, mate. 181 games. It seems like you're still a young man, but you debuted back in 2012 and were part of the original Giants squad. Tell us about how this startup franchise has actually become a legitimate football club. It's been amazing.
Yeah, it's been a long journey. Gone pretty quickly, though, and the first couple of years was more just sort of having fun and probably learning the ropes a bit. We weren't winning too many games of footy, so learned a lot there. And then, in the last 5 or 6 years, we've probably turned into a serious footy side and been able to compete in some big games. And we certainly think we can get back to that, and we'll be trying to do that this year if we can. But yeah, it's been a great journey, and along with a lot of people, sort of been able to build a club, and one that that'll hopefully be a contender for a long time.
Oh, I love what you've done. I love what Leon Cameron did as part of building that club, and I also love the rivalry with Sydney because it's legitimate. You don't like them, they don't like you. You keep beating them in finals, which is gold. It's a proper rivalry.
Yeah, it is. It is a proper rivalry. It took a while to build, and probably with us becoming a better side, certainly built, and just by chance we've burst them in a few big games and finals, and we've got the wood over them, but they're certainly a good footy side and going well this year. So it is a good rivalry though.
I like bringing that finals up, Jim. I think three times in finals, and the Giants have won three times. I think Toby.
Yeah, you're right, Bill. You're right.
Always right. There's only six players left, by the way, from that inaugural squad put together. So that's you and Kennedy. Phil Davis. Is he still there? What's he doing?
He's just coming back from a serious hammy.
Yeah, so that's right.
3 or 4 weeks away.
Callum Ward, of course, Coniglio, and Nick Haynes.
Yeah, that'd be
bloody
the one.
Bloody good players there. Now, I crossed over a little bit in the final couple of minutes of my time at North Melbourne, Toby, with Big Braden Pruce, Big Brucey.
Brucey.
He's a different unit.
Yeah, he's a different unit. He's pretty tall, pretty big.
He's a ruckman, Toby,
But he's a monstrous bastard, though, isn't he? Like, how big is he?
Yeah, he'd have to be one of the biggest boys in the AFL, you'd say. Yep. Yeah, and he's thick and tall, and he's going all right. He's a bit crook at the moment, so hopefully he can get over that and get up and going. But, he's going well, Percy.
And he can get agricultural, like he can just drop the old Dame Nelly Melba into the back of a midfielder's head or
clumsy.
Fall on someone, which I also like about him.
Yeah, Mummy was the king of that. he's probably taught him a few things along the way.
Where is Big Mummy?
He's at the club every now and then. He'll be in Brisbane this weekend. But he's going well, Mummy.
Oh, here, I found it, Jim.
Right, go on.
Giants caretaker coach Mark McVeigh will miss this weekend's game against the Lions to attend the birth of his third child. Long-term assistant Eamon Buchanan will assume senior coaching duties.
You just heard from the man himself that he's not coaching, and Mark McVeigh is.
Is that right, Eamon?
I'll confirm it again.
Right,
I've been charged, mate.
Look at that.
Yeah, Bill. Just say you're wrong and move on. How's Hurdy going, Toby? How much is he having to do with the group, and how's everyone finding his involvement?
No, he's been good. He's sort of worked with the leaders a lot, and I think he'll probably have a bit more of a hands-on role going forward on match day. Obviously, him and Spike and Solly have a really good relationship, so they'll add a lot. And really looking forward to sort of working with him the next few weeks. And he's a professional operator, so it'll be good to have him around.
Yeah, bloody oaf. Hey, how's the new umpire descent rule? How's that, Tope?
Nah, it's fine. It is what it is. Just can't say anything, so don't.
What about the hands, surely? Because we all do that. Oh, come on up. And then all of a sudden it's 50. Jeez, it'd be hard work to pull your head in.
It is when they miss a couple, for sure. Mm. But, I think we're all sort of used to it now, so you've probably got no excuse if you give away a 50.
Where are you going in the car, you two, by the way?
That'd be interesting.
No, we're just driving home from training. my car's locked in a garage, so I need to go get it.
Are you? Because you'd be an eastern suburbs operator, I'd imagine.
Oh, yeah, around the city there, mate,
So it's a fair way from training, Bill.
Where'd I see him? Down there at Bondi or somewhere. You should have seen him just walking along there, mate, or had his little dog.
Bill, if you got any sense, you're living in the eastern suburbs there, so the boys all know where they've got to go. Hey, we've loved watching everything you've done, mate. You're a bloody champion, and it's great to see you still playing as well as you are. Good luck in Brisbane.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
And good luck, Eamon, coaching. Yeah.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
John Travolta on the dance floor. Wow, wasn't I on fire? Somebody stop me!
This is the Rush Hour, JB, Bill and Dale Thomas.
Exactly. Welcome, Dale. Great to have you, because Jim and I did that interview with Toby yesterday.
Good chat that was. Nice moments there.
It was. He's a good boy, Toby.
He is. He's a ripper, Toby.
Never call again, but good boy. And I can't believe this. And it's in the Herald Sun again today, my friend. And I'll read it to you.
You refuse to take this as gospel. Well, until you see Spike in the box, you will not let this go.
And I quote, caretaker coach Mark McVay will miss the Giants clash with the Lions, but the club says they would no chance throw James Hurd in there. McVay is missing Saturday's game to attend the birth of his third child. In his absence, long-term assistant Eamon Buchanan will take on the senior coaching role.
So the fact that Eamon told you categorically yesterday that he won't be there, you still are believing the papers over Eamon?
Well, I'm coming around. I think Spike might be back in the box. He had his baby yesterday or last night. Well done there, Spike. And I think he'll be coaching. But that just shows you never believe what you read sometimes,
ever.
Daisy.
Never, ever.
No, some things you can believe.
Okay, how do you find out which ones you believe?
Well, if it's good about you, you believe it. If it's no good about you, you don't believe it.
There it is. Yeah. Some more insight. Thank you, Vince.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Shannon, can only get better from here.
No, it can't.
Now it's time for this.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
Time to do Friday Brag Artist Fat.
Just tell us the amazing thing you've done this week.
I built a 9-hole mini golf course in the backyard. Every Friday, mate, I tell my kids your jokes.
Oh, no.
They never laugh, mate.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's the Friday Brag Artist.
Yes, it certainly is. 133353 is the number if you want to get on here for your chance to win some great prizes.
Yes.
Well, I tell you what, Fancy Hanks. You had that yesterday, Bill?
Oh, we did. Oh. Fancy Hanks, they brought it their 10th birthday. They brought in some food yesterday. I'll tell you what I had.
Tell me.
Was beautiful. The ribs.
Yes.
Everyone loves ribs.
Absolutely.
They were magnificent. Corn. Ooh. The corn ribs was really good. Oh, I love corn. And the wings were really good. And they've got all sorts of stuff. Where is Fancy Hanks?
It's on Bourke Street, right near Exhibition Street, Bill. And as you said, Fancy Hanks is celebrating their 10th birthday. And to celebrate, on the 1st of June, they're giving away 100 free takeaway brisket sandwiches, first in, best dressed.
Wow.
We've got a $100 voucher to the Fancy Hanks to give
100
away.
100 free burgers.
100 free?
Wow.
On June 1.
Fat, have you got a brag to kick us off?
Well, I have. As you can see, I'm wearing the glasses today because I've virtually got one eye. So I've come into work with one eye. And my old mate Jim, nowhere to be seen again on a Friday. So hence, that's why you're here, and we appreciate that. But I'm going to have a word. I'm going to get management onto him because it's just not good enough.
I like the fact that he's nowhere to be seen, and you've got eye issues anyway. my brag artist, Fat, obviously a big game coming up this weekend, Collingwood v Carlton. And look, I don't mention this too often, but
he's not.
Of the 7 billion people in the world, I am the only person to have ever played 100 games for both clubs.
You're so unbelievable.
So there
that
it is.
That is true, isn't it?
Apparently.
Pete Scotland?
No, it didn't get there. So there it is. There's the brags.
Mick McGowan.
If you've got a brag and it can be as self-indulgent as mine or something a touch more serious as yours, 133353 is the number.
$100 voucher for Fancy Hanks to give away.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Never ring me if no caller ID comes up.
Who's ringing you now, Jim?
Is it him?
He's an idiot.
Answer me.
Why would I answer you?
You're
sitting there,
you
dickhead.
Hey, Jim.
No JB today. Dale Thomas is filling in. John Aloisi to join us five. But now it's Friday Brag Artist time.
It certainly is. And the reach of this show, Bill, just far and wide. We're going to kick off with Josh down in Hobart. Joshy boy, how are you?
G'day, boys. Yeah, good. Thanks yourselves.
Yeah, really good. Well, thank you. Josh, what is the brag?
My brag is first time coaching junior footy, and I've got the boys sitting one game clear on top of the ladder, 4 games, 0 losses.
You're unbelievable.
Who are you coaching?
The Kingborough Tigers under 16s at the moment.
Under 16s too. That's good. Well done.
Outstanding by you,
young
Josh.
Fellas running around.
Well done.
Thanks,
Joshy boy. Danielle. Danielle.
He's had to take the glasses off.
G'day, Danielle.
Hi, it's actually Danelle, Bill, but that's okay.
I can't see. Sorry, Danelle.
That's all right. I know you've got your new eyes today, so that's okay. So no I in my, not mine. My brag is I went for a new interview on Monday, got the job yesterday, resigned yesterday, and it's my birthday tomorrow.
Oh.
You're so unbelievable.
How good. Bit to unpack there. So you applied for the job.
Yeah. Still was working.
Got the job.
Yeah.
Got the job. Resigned.
Said stuff and I don't want your job.
No.
Yep. So resigned from my old job. Yeah. Took up the new job and it's my birthday tomorrow. So what a big week.
Happy birthday.
Can you tell us what you're doing or not?
Yes, I work in a medical records department and I actually extract information out of medical records and that's what the hospitals get paid with.
Oh,
from the private health or the government.
How old are you, tomorrow?
59 and proud.
Good on you.
There you go. Well done, Danelle. Well, outstanding. Have a happy birthday.
Danelle.
Yep,
thank you.
That's what I said, Bill. We go to Adam in Hampton Park. Adam, how are you?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Going fantastic. Thank you. Ahead. What's the brag?
Well, mate, I just put $5 on a trifecta and walked out with 250.
Ooh. You're unbelievable. Whereabouts?
On the dish liquors at Ipswich.
Ipswich.
That's outstanding.
Say Ipswich again.
No, I got Billy's problem.
Very good.
That's not bad.
250 from a fiver on a Friday afternoon. Where does it go? Where does that go? The cash for that?
On some bevvies.
I'll take the Dahl out. Take the Dahl and the kids out for a feed.
I'll take the wifey out. How's that?
Yeah, good man, Adam. We love that. Well done to you.
Just looking at Ipswich. Are they doing?
Yes, the next one. Yes, we got Jimmy coming up, Bill.
Hello, Jimmy.
No, we don't. It's Hendrix. How are you, Hendrix?
Oh, I see what you did there. Hendrix.
Hello.
Hello, Hendrix. You're on the air. What have you done, mate?
I won the inter-school sports footy game and I scored a goal.
You're so unbelievable.
That's outstanding, Hendrix. Run us through the goal. Was it a big torp or a banana from the pocket?
It was just a normal drop punt.
Regardless, sensational stuff by you. Single-handedly won your team the inter-school sports. Well done, Hendrix.
Well done.
Thanks, boys. Outstanding. We got a Damien from Carrum Downs. Damien, how you doing?
G'day, Daisy. G'day, Bill. How are we?
Good, Dame. How are you, mate? What's your brag, artist?
I want to brag. About 3 weeks ago, I umpired goal umpire Dale Thomas in the reserves at Sorrento, and I called his snag from the boundary.
Ooh. You're unbelievable. Righto, Daisy. How good was it, Daisy?
Well, Hendrix is hopefully still on the line. Damo, you tell Bill how good it was. Run him through it.
It was amazing, Daisy. One of your fabulous goals you normally kick.
That was a start.
Yeah, exactly. You love the goal umpiring?
Bill, you should join in.
Yeah, I probably should. I could do that. You don't have to run, so that is good. Where are you tomorrow for all the people out there?
Edithvale tomorrow.
Edithvale, righto. Okay. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck. Thank you very much.
And how big is it?
Edithvale is very big. We got Luke from Essendon, Bill.
Hi, boys.
Lukey, what's going on, Lukey?
Not much. My brag, so my girlfriend's a vegan. And I eat vegan sometimes, but I don't mind a bit of chicken and beef every now and then. And when we go out for burgers and she tries to have a bite, I say, oh, sorry, Dale, there's beef in this one. You can't have one.
You're so unbelievable.
He's happy with himself. Lukey boy's happy with himself.
So you've ordered the vegan burger as well, but then just lie. Is this what I'm reading?
Yeah.
Outstanding. Sometimes. Smart, Bill.
But she never steals my lunch. It's great.
That is very, very clever.
Exactly.
Well, that's all of them, Bill. Ooh. Who was your favourite? Who gets the big prize, the fancy Hanks $100 voucher?
Danelle, whose birthday tomorrow, also got the new job. So what does Danelle win?
She wins a $100 fancy Hanks voucher. To celebrate their 10th birthday, they are giving away 100 free brisket sandwiches on the 1st of June.
But you've got a voucher.
Thanks, guys.
No worries. Well done to you. Thank you for ringing up for your brag. Outstanding.
Any others?
Yeah, we've got the Neverland Store prize. Bill, what about young Hendrix? He could do with some clobber by the sounds of it.
Yeah, we've got a $200 voucher to the Neverland Store for you, Hendrix.
Yay.
Yeah. It's a home of Australian streetwear. You can shop online or in-store, neverlandstore.com.au.
What are you shaking your head at, Bill?
No, I would have gone with Josh from Hobart.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bill, there's one more prize.
Oh, is it? Josh from Hobart, who's got him 4 and zip over there and he's flying as a coach.
Yeah, and he's going to love this prize, Bill.
What did he get?
Well, he can get a Triple M prize pack, or if he wants to come over to Victoria, we can give him a $100 voucher to the St. Andrews Beach Brewery.
Actually, yeah, look, I'll go to the brewery voucher. I think I'm coming
perfect.
Over.
Perfect.
Oh, he's coming
that
over.
That is outstanding. Get over and get down there. It's outstanding.
And when you're over here, Josh, you can find St. Andrews Beach Brewery's range of award-winning beers from select Thirsty Camel stores across Victoria.
Say it again. What is it? St. Andrews
Beach Brewery's range of award-winning beers from select Thirsty Camel stores in Victoria, Bill.
Well done. Well done, rabbits.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Canada is the fifth most... the country that listens to the Rush Hour, the fifth most.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With
Aussie Supermole
Rosie Walton.
And here she is, Rosemary.
Hello.
Welcome.
Bill, how are you?
Good.
You all right?
I'm good.
Because you've had some laser eye surgery today, so you've got some fairly large sunglasses.
Well, I've
head.
Just gone into another pair here, the latest from Oakley.
Which would best be described as speed dealers.
Speed dealers.
That's the term on the street for them. Don't ask too many questions. Now, there's been some social feedback, Hose.
You can see the photos on our Instagram, our Facebook, wherever you can see our photos, Triple M's Rush Hour. Just search for us because you need to see these goggles. There's a lot of feedback. I hope we've got enough time.
What do you got?
From Facebook, Luke Slade says, looks like Louis the Fly has found the donuts.
Poor old Louis.
Chris Eberhart says, the aliens have landed. Quite a few people are referencing Mason Cox.
Yes.
Sorry, Daisy.
No, that's fine.
Matt Forrest just wrote, straight from rubbish, tip to you. And David Johnson wrote, Bill Kardashian.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Is there a bit of that?
Kardashians.
Yeah, well,
those big.
Well, they wear the big ones, aren't they? Yeah.
And inside also, very rock star of you.
Cricketers.
Pardon?
Cricketers wear.
Sunnies inside?
They do, don't they? In airports, every time. Keep going,
not host. Noticed.
Well, not noticed that ever. I've never noticed that.
Oh, no, great.
You blokes got no idea.
Okay.
Blokes.
Some comments on the photo from Instagram. Julian Pollard, 730, says, is Bins doing a bit of welding during the
season? They're welding glasses.
Toddy Four says, the glasses are nearly as big as Andrew Gaze's head.
Couldn't be that big. Couldn't be that big.
Rumble Shane asked, did Billy pinch them off Elton John?
Oh, yes.
And Ash Harvey, 78, said, get the edge on the phone. U2 has a new front man. See ya, Bono. But we also asked the question, what does he look like? Harley Gould says Johnny Depp in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Ooh.
Very much so. So Ethan's putting up these comparisons as well on Triple M Instagram, Rush Hour. Moira Rose from Schitt's Creek. You look very much like her.
Oh, I was going to say, where's Moira from?
It's not Bert Newton's Moira.
Yeah.
A flog. That's pretty simple.
Oh, but not keep James. Them coming. Did you ask him, James or I?
No, who do you look like? But please keep them coming.
Yes.
Triple M Rush Hour Instagram.
Mm. And have we got the three of us in that one yet? Has that been put up? No.
No, I don't think
it has. Maybe later in the show.
It needs to be seen to be believed. He's presented, though. Those sunnies are outrageous. These ones slightly more traditional.
But I just can't
the first
deal with
ones,
you properly.
Can't look at him.
You look very seedy, doesn't he?
Sus.
Bikey. What, Arnold Schwarzenegger? No.
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 Like
a cricketer.
Perv.
Cricketer.
A perv.
A perv. No, I don't. Rosemary. Have a break.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
This show wouldn't be on air anywhere else in the world.
We certainly do. Massive second hour coming up. It's Daisy Thomas steering the ship. The King of Kings, Jimmy Brayshaw, not here today. Mm. He's been ruled out. He's gone up to Sydney. Couldn't get a plane stuffed around. Couldn't make it in. So I'm here. Bins is here, as always, wearing some weird sunnies as he's had his eyes fixed today. A massive second hour. As I said, John Aloisi to join us, talking all things Western United. We've got an idiot song, Top Gun themed, Bill.
Yes.
And also your joke to round the week.
Yes, we have. Tell you what, we're going to have a little footy chat here, Daisy, because it's round 11. Some good games of footy round 11. We start tonight, Sydney Richmond at the SCG. And it hasn't been a fortress for the Sydney Swans up there, has it?
No, it hasn't been as good. Your Friday Huddle boys will have that game covered, of course. Nate Brown, Howie Damo, the Chief, and Luke Darcy, of course. But you're right, Bill. The Swans struggling a little bit up there. They've only on one of three in their last month. Mm-hmm. And the Tigs, they're going for five on the bounce. So Obviously, tough with Lynch and Lambert out.
Yes.
In comes Graham and Pickett to replace them. So that should be an absolute cracker.
Brisbane Lions take on the Giants at the Gabba. Lions need a win after last week. And good to see Spike McVay coaching the Giants.
You're officially declaring it now. Yes, you're back on board.
We're back on board.
No, yes. That should be a good game. I think the Brisbane Lions, though, will give the Giants a touch up in that one.
Down at GMHBA Stadium now, tomorrow, 1:45. The Cats and Adelaide. Adelaide, a couple of big outs. Rochelle, who's been very good. Just have a rest, son. You've had a good year. And Texan.
Yeah, that's going to be tough now for the Crows. Obviously, a tough assignment regardless. But your two spearhead forwards, obviously, Rochelle, a young star. But Tex has been the man this year since coming back. So that's going to make it a very tough ask. Obviously, Danger is out for the Cats as well.
He is. The Cats should win that one at home. Melbourne and Freo. This will be interesting at the MCG. Well, not really, I suppose, but Tom McDonald is out.
He is.
And in comes?
The big boy up forward, Sam Wiedemann. Mm-hmm. He will be there. So a like-for-like replacement there. It's going to be tough for Freo. Obviously, there's two best defensive sides in the competition. The hard thing for Freo at the minute is their ability or inability to score. So that's going to be tough for them. No easy assignment that, but it should be a good game.
It will be. Jakey Melchum, well done to you. 200 games, Jake the Snake.
200 games to him. And if little Jakey Bowie wins this will be his 18th straight win, which equals the AFL-VFL record for coming in and winning games of footy.
Wow. Good on him. West Coast Western Bulldogs. What happens here?
We imagine the Bulldogs go over. Is it go over?
Yeah, over in Perth Stadium. But a couple of good ins for the Doggies.
Couple of good ins. Waitman is back. English is back. And Duray. Out goes Bailey Smith.
What's wrong with him?
A little bit of illness, we're led to believe. So the flu is going around Melbourne town. So no worth risking a star going over there for a game that, all things equal, they should win pretty easy.
Exactly. Gold Coast Hawthorn up in Darwin.
Now, this is interesting. So the Hawks, we know they've had their issues with their ruckman, yes. Max Lynch, going out with concussion again. They've decided to go up to TIO Stadium with no ruckman. Well, so against Jared Witts, who's a big, big man.
And having a really good year.
Correct.
So Kaczynski is named in the ruck.
Yeah, so it's obviously a thought about tactic. It's obviously very slippery up there as well. But we've seen a couple of times this year, Jared Witsby absolutely dominant once against the Blues when they took them on with a smaller size and underman ruckman. So could be a tough ask for the Hawks.
What are North Melbourne going to do against the Saints at Marvel Stadium on Sunday? And an in for North Melbourne is good. Archer.
G. Archer.
No, it's no, Jay.
Sun off?
It would be nice to have Archer. I reckon he'd love to run out too, but it's Jay Archer. He's in the extended bench.
Well, hopefully he can get a run. Look, it'll be interesting to see what they do. We've seen a lot with Essendon where their backs have been against the wall and they've been spoken about quite heavily in the media.
Yep.
That there is a response, but it's only how long you can sustain that for. The emotional response doesn't override having a poor system or a lack of talent and depth, which unfortunately at the minute for North, that's their realisation.
Collingwood take on Carlton and GA's
gone.
Seats or tickets?
GA tickets sold out.
Sold out.
Sold out.
There's a late out for Carlton too. Matt Kennedy.
Ooh, the big Bison.
The Bison's been good too.
Triple M zone.
Corked quad, so he's out. And he's had a really good year.
He has. Mm. He's been part of that midfield group that's been really dominant. Him, Chera, obviously Cripps in there as well. Hewitt's been fantastic. So that's going to be a cracker. And now falls, I guess, onto the AFL members and also the MCC to get along, because if the GA tickets are sold out, we want to see a packed house, 80, 85 plus for what should be an absolute cracker.
Spot on. Port Adelaide, Essendon. Charlie Dixon will come back. They're going to have a tall forward line, Port Adelaide, aren't they? When you have a look at Marshall, also up there, Charlie Dixon and
Georgiades taller than what he looks as well. Mm. So it'd be interesting to see how much game time Charlie actually does play, considering he has missed a big, big chunk of footy.
St Kilda have dropped Jack Billings too.
Mm, he's been in and out a couple of times this year. Yeah. So, look, that's probably the sign of where they're at as a footy club, really. They've got some really good depth and their young players are playing some great footy.
Righto, there you go. There's a wrap. That's a nice little wrap.
It is a big, big wrap. Hang on.
There's a breaking first gamer for Geelong. Oh. Shannon Neal, scratcher.
Okay. Mm.
Shannon Neal, big boy, number 33 pick, kicked 5 goals in the VFL for the Cats last week. He's going to replace Gary Rowan on Saturday at GMHBA Stadium. Good luck to Shannon Neal. Well done, boy.
So Ditz said on Triple M Adelaide Breakfast this morning that a club in the premiership window has offered Tex Walker a 2-year contract.
A club?
A club in the premiership window has offered Tex Walker a 2-year contract, apparently.
Wow.
Because he's a free agent.
Wowee. Mm. That's interesting. Can we find out which club that is, or do we just have to...
Well, who's in the premiership window?
Geelong.
And who needs a key forward?
Righto.
Geelong. Oh, are they sure they can't land another one?
Surely not.
That is your footy update. As we said, the Friday Huddle Boys will be covering the big match tonight between the Swans and the Tigs. Brownie, Howie, Damo, Das and the Chief. But coming up, we're speaking to John Aloisi.
Fremantle, maybe.
Oh, fat. Have you done your homework now for John Aloisi?
Why?
Well, I was listening along yesterday and not so sure.
Come on. I'm looking forward to Western United, see what they do, Jim. They've come from the clouds. They've won four in a row. Don't know if they can beat Victory. Anyway, we'll see.
They probably can because they beat Victory to make the grand final against City.
Don't know if they can beat City. You only played that because you look good.
No.
Yes.
I know what you're up to.
I like it, Rabbit, regardless. No,
you mentioned the first hour, Bruce Springsteen. You got some news there, Dave.
Well, that's the other one that's just breaking as we speak.
Wow.
We're led to believe that Gil McLaughlin has reached out to his people and he's trying to get him for halftime entertainment. So that would be a massive guess.
Wow.
Obviously,
Gil.
Yeah, well, a huge get on the way out. We know the big guests they've had in the past, Meatloaf.
Who else?
Lionel Richie.
The Killers. The Killers are unbelievable.
Yeah. Killers were good.
Yeah, so, hopefully that's a parting shot from Gil McLaughlin.
Shannon Neal plays his first game for the Cats tomorrow, and the Cats have confirmed a 2-year contract extension for Chris Scott.
Wow. Well done to him.
It's all happening. Wow. 2 years extra for Chris Scott there at the Cats.
The A-League Grand Final is tomorrow night. You can see it live on Channel 10. You can grab your tickets at tickettech.com. The coach of Western United, John
Aloisi,
joins us next on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You get worse every year.
How?
I know, we asked that same question.
The A-League Grand Final, Western United versus Melbourne City tomorrow night, 7:45 p.m. at AB Park. Tickets still available via Ticket Tech. It is broadcast live on Channel 10. And now we are joined by the coach of Western United, John Aloisi.
In just their third A-League season, Western United have made the big dance. Before United take on Melbourne City tomorrow, please welcome their superstar coach and Socceroos hero, John
Aloisi!
Just over 24 hours until kickoff. Thank you very much for joining us and giving up your time, Johnny boy. How are the nerves? Are you excited? What's happening?
Yeah, excited. The nerves are pretty good at the moment. They might kick in a little bit tomorrow, but it's been a pretty good week. We've tried to make it as normal as possible. The preparation's been good. The boys have trained well, and you haven't seen too many nerves. But you know what it's like. Game day, they'll start to kick in a little bit, but we'll be ready. The boys are excited about it.
Who's more nervous, you or Rocky Aloisi?
Yeah, I think Rocky.
Who's your dad, of course. Yeah,
Rocky, my old man, he's too nervous. He doesn't even want to come and watch the game. He's staying in Adelaide. He said that he'll stay put in the lounge room. He thinks he'll bring me bad luck if he comes. So, but I've got a lot of other family members coming along, so we should have some good support there.
You've played in a lot of games and big games as a player. How does it feel now coaching in the big games? You've had obviously a fair bit of experience in big games as well. As a coach, is it completely different or do you take some sort of similarities into it?
I take something out of it because you sort of know what you did and what you what we did as players, and sometimes you didn't do it so well, you know. We just spoke off air, Bill, about playing the game before the game. And it's important about just keeping them as relaxed as possible, keeping them calm. All the hard work's been done during the season and you know, just try and focus on preparation and what we're trying to do, stick to our structures and play without that fear. So that was, you know, from personal experiences as a player. So it's been good to take that in. As a coach, it's different because you're preparing not only just for yourself, you're preparing the whole team and virtually the whole squad, football department, and making sure everything's done and everything's ready for the game.
Well, let's be honest here, Johnny boy, an unbelievable effort for Western United and your good self, because you still haven't got a home, you haven't got a stadium, and some say you had no hope at the start of the year. Your first year as coach, you've taken them from third bottom to into the grand final. That is a bloody unbelievable effort, mate.
Yeah, it's been a great effort from everyone involved in the club because we've been criticised, and rightly so at times, because we haven't had a stadium. People are saying, what are they doing as a club? Where are they headed? And we'll honest and open about it at the beginning of the season. We're on a journey. We are going to build a stadium. We're going to have a home training facility out west. At the moment, we've played out of 5 different stadiums this season, and you're right. No one gave us much hope at all, but... You know, when I stepped foot in the club, they were down. They were actually pretty low on confidence. They'd lost the last eight games of the season. So it was about getting their confidence back and making them believe again. And the boys have worked so hard, and they've bought into what we're trying to do as a club, as a team. And that's why we're there on the last day of the season.
How do you go about just instilling that belief in the group, though?
Oh, the first thing is what we stand for, what we're trying to achieve as a group, and you know, what do we want to represent? How do we want to represent the West? And the first one that everyone said was, you know, we want to show our work ethic and our effort each game, each day in training. And so then that's easy, because then, you know, you can push the players to another level, because that's part of our values and that's our culture. And then is getting into believing the game style, and what you're trying to do with the ball, without the ball, and just work on that daily, day in, day out. So then when you do come to these pressure moments, that the players can just fall back on those basic skills that you've been practicing each day. Mm.
It's a very exciting time, mate. Have you got enough time to stick around for a few more questions after the break?
Yeah, for you and Bill, no problem.
Appreciate it.
More with John Aloisi next on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That wouldn't have gone to air.
Bill, that was live to air.
No.
We are joined by Socceroos legend and coach of Western United, John Aloisi, ahead of tomorrow night's A-League Grand Final.
I'm looking forward to this because we like John Aloisi, of course, in the underdog. So, I mean, there's only a couple of blokes, Daisy, that have kicked goals really after the siren, you know, that people talk about, that are in folklore.
Right, yeah.
Of course, my goal.
One of them we're speaking to.
Western Bulldogs. And then we go back, I think, when was that? About 2005. And I know you don't, you're probably sick of it, Johnny Aloisi, but we want to hear it.
Here's Aloisi for a place in the World Cup.
For us.
He scored!
Yes!
Australia have got it!
Folklore, that is.
Oh, Bill.
You got the one, my goal?
No.
Oh, shut up. Hey, but you're always a good-looking man, this bloke.
Yes,
a
rooster, very Bill. Genuine.
And lovely manners, yes, which I like about him. And always well-dressed. I think Angela, his wife, dresses him. But so what are you wearing tomorrow? You got it all set out on the bed, ready to go?
Yeah, well, it's not all set out. Angela's actually come down from Brisbane for the game, so I'm pretty sure she's ironing my shirt right at the moment. So I'll have my suit on. I'll probably have a big jacket on still, yes, because it's that cold at night. So, but no, look, it's always good to catch up. I haven't seen you for a while. Sorry, the last time I think was at the Botanical. We had a quick chat.
Not sure what sort of chat it would have been, but it would have been interesting.
No. Well, he's always well.
Presented
exactly as our boy Johnny, but geez, he stands. You look, you know, when you look around the room, you go, shit, that's a good looking bloke. Who is this man?
It's different, it's taken a different turn. Yeah. You've spoken a lot about this sort of being a real chance at redemption for yourself as well. How does that go into your preparation and planning? You know, we speak and just heard of that great highlight for yourself. Would this almost surpass that?
Oh, it would be on par, I think, because, look, it's not so much about redemption. It was about getting that opportunity again. I hadn't coached for 3 years, and I went for jobs, just missed out, and I thought that I wasn't going to get that opportunity. And when Western United came, I knew I had to grab it because, you know, I wanted to show what I can do as a coach and try and make the most of it. And it's really been about, you know, the whole club in general this season. And personally, I'm rapt to be back in involved and coaching and showing what, you know, my teams can do. So I'm if we do win it, it will go right up there with some special moments that I've had.
Have to be. What did you enjoy about working in the media, mate? Did you enjoy that?
Look, I enjoyed it because I enjoy talking about football. I enjoy watching games, analysing, but it wasn't the same. I want to be out on the pitch. I want to be out there. Sometimes it feels like you're cheating a little bit when you're talking in the media, even though it's not an easy job. I know that. It's a tough one because you get criticised no matter what you say. But I actually enjoy being down there. But the media was good. The media actually taught me, Bill, to be very concise.
Yeah.
They get to your point pretty quickly. And it's the same in coaching. You have to make it clear for the players and so they understand their roles.
What about your good mate, Ange Postecoglou? Have you spoken to him in the lead-up of this one? Obviously, he's probably still partying after leading Celtic to a famous victory over there.
Yeah, I think he's in Greece. I think he's on one of the Greek islands at the moment with Big Ange, enjoying his time. We've exchanged messages. He's had an unbelievable year. It doesn't surprise me, though. He's top coach, top man, and he deserves all the success. And it's great for Australian football because it shows that we know what we're doing here in this country. We're still on the right track. We're pretty quick to put ourselves down and we're negative about our game, but we've got a lot of people doing a lot of good things.
Spot on there. Now, win, lose or draw, Western United are having a family day at Graysland, which is in Spotswood, on Sunday. Is that right?
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. I've never been out there, but I'm
looking it'd be another destination for you to go to five different stadiums. And so this is for a family day, of course, for the Western United fans, and all the players will be there and their coach arrive before 12 o'clock for a free entry. Is that right, Rebs?
Yes, it is.
And all players will be there. So that is on Sunday after you win the cup and hold it up. And then do you know the song?
Yeah, I sort of know. I have to still read the words, even though we sing it after every game. But I'm cheating a little bit there, Bill. I read the words.
No, you're right, mate. Hey, all the best. As you said, always generous with us. We really appreciate. You're a good man, and you certainly deserve a win here in the grand final.
Yeah, good luck tomorrow night, champion. All the very best.
Thanks for having me on, boys. Thanks,
John Aloisi on the Rush Hour. By the way, $20 the ticket start at Ticket Tech. Small price to pay to be part of history.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I tell you what happens. What? You give me 25 mil, then I never see you again.
Tell you what, Idiot File is an unbelievable segment on the show.
Yes.
But the best part about a Friday is they're turned into an idiot song. Here it is.
Poor Bill. Oh. Hey, Jim, I swallowed a dictionary. It gave me the thorest throat I've ever had.
Oh, no.
The Thorist.
I'm not sure how much more of this I can do.
Top Gun Maverick, it's called. And cycling, the Giro d'Italia. When was this, Elton? Just recently?
Oh.
And well done, Anthony Weir.
Bo who?
Anthony who?
William.
Superman. What's the name of Tom Cruise's character?
Pete Mitchell.
Are you talking about his call sign or his proper name?
I know. Top Gun Maverick, it's called.
Yeah, but you're talking about Tom Cruise's
character's name.
Pete Mitchell.
No, I'm asking for his character in the show.
You are a clown. Tommy's correctly answered that his name is Pete Mitchell, so you're asking for his call sign, which is what, Tommy?
Maverick.
Maverick. Oh. Bill, that's the question for the time.
Elgar's Bajan. Nap Rising Star, Corey Dernan. What is going on with Collingwood, your mob, by the way? With silly surnames.
McCreary.
Yeah. Givenan. Crisp.
Ginnivan.
Crisp is hard to say.
Quisp.
Kainor, or what's Quainor?
It's going
Quisp.
They wear the bowler crumble jumpers. Yeah. Expect delays, plan ahead at vicroads.vic.au. Plan ahead at vicroads.vic.gov.au. That's vicroads.gov. the gov.
Brilliant.
Top Gun Brownless.
Yeah, there you are. The danger zone. Danger zone of you just butchering the English language there. Well done, Fat.
Yeah, and well done to Maddie in the booth, who does a good job.
Outstanding to him.
Mm.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
JB, Bill with Dale Thomas. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. On the show next week, Damo will be on Monday, Bill. Jordan, Jay Clark, Liam Shields, and George Kambosos as well ahead of his massive fight.
The ferocious Kambosos.
That's right.
That's right. Next Saturday. Looking forward to that.
I think he goes with gorgeous, but anyway, gorgeous. Not the issue. The issue here today, Bill, has been what's on your eyes, and we spoke about it off the top.
Yes, I've got one eye for the whole show.
And you've been rolling with some hideous sunnies. Yes. So, Rabsy and I have come with you, but it's Friday. We're launching into a weekend.
Look at you two,
it's going to be unbelievable. So, send the good people off, please, Bill, with a good joke.
Oh, no. Billy, won't you tell a joke now? Oh, no. Nah. Because you're not funny, man. Oh, nah. Grow up. At least not on purpose. Oh! Do you know how bad you two look in those glasses? You look like real flogged.
You look like the bookworm crossed with Elton John at the moment.
Like a candle in the wind. Elton would love that. He would love that, Elton. A little tribute to the great man. Righto, boys.
Yes.
I might have to go with two here today. I'm not sure about a couple of them. And
right. Confidence level's high early.
Exactly. We've dropped already. But you know I'm half German.
Yes.
Do you know what the German word for bra is, Daisy?
No, I do not, Anthony.
Stop them from flopping. I think it is. That's a German word for bra, Daisy. But here we go. Stop them. Why, Daisy? Why? Why would you tell that joke, Bill?
Stop them from
flopping. Stop them from flopping. Why do the seven dwarves laugh when they play footy?
Why?
The grass tickles their balls. Should have probably just stopped it to flop them, flop them.
Which one, Rabsy?
What are you going, Rabs? Come on.
It's the weekend.
I've had four. Yeah! I think that's five from five. Very good. Well done, Elton.
Have a good weekend, man.
Take a candle in. Well done, Daisy. Thank you for your help again.
Where is Jim?